This is where science and spirituality begin to blend, according to Dr. Andrew Newberg, a professor of radiology, psychology, and religious studies at the University of Pennsylvania and co-founder of its Center for Spirituality in the Mind. A large body of science shows a positive impact of religion on health. The way the brain works is so compatible with religion and spirituality that we're going to be enmeshed in both for a long time. But such advances in thought, perception, and the ability to alter perceptions leading to alterations in one's physiology must be based on truth. Those who follow the teaching of the Bible should notice that no fewer than three times in the New Testament, Jesus tells his disciples that all sins may be forgiven, even blasphemy against him. Matthew chapter 12, verse 31. Mark chapter 3, verses 28 to 29. Luke chapter 12, verse 10. But the one sin that can never be forgiven is blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. The definition of the Holy Spirit is found in John chapter 15, verse 26. Living Bible. But I will send you the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, the source of all truth. The solution to most of the world's problems may be found in the Spirit of Truth. Truth is eternal. The whole universe is truth. It simply exists. Galaxies, suns, and planets just exist. Animals can love or hate, but they cannot practice deceit. Only humanity, with our free will, can choose to be deceitful. Only humans can speak untruths when they know better. So to speak against the Holy Spirit is to distort, deform, or deny truth. This should be seriously considered by those religious fundamentalists who have allowed truth to be distorted and misused in America, who have blindly followed their leaders into a society geared toward war, death, and debilitation. Since the Vietnam War, with government promises of light at the end of the tunnel, to the Bush administration's warning that Saddam Hussein was within weeks of striking with weapons of mass destruction, the American public has been pushed from pillar to post by government lies, half-truths, and demagoguery. In 2014, President Barack Obama declared success in Iraq by withdrawing U.S. troops, only to send soldiers back mid-year to protect American personnel as radical Sunni jihadist insurgents of the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, al-Sham, ISIS, overran many key areas. A June 2014 Gallup poll indicated that the majority of respondents viewed Obama's decision to send 300 Special Forces advisors to Iraq as only a preliminary step in sending larger numbers of troops back to that strife-ridden country. The mid-2014 poll, which gave Obama a 6-year low approval rating on foreign policy, showed that while most respondents thought the insurgents would conquer Iraq if the U.S. didn't return, a majority indicated they thought it more important to keep our troops out of Iraq than to stop the fighting. But as witnessed by the 2003 invasion of Iraq, which was presaged by some of the largest anti-war demonstrations ever recorded, the will of the majority doesn't seem to alter decisions made by the corporate globalists that run the American empire.